Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, and today we are doing where we leave off. We left off. I don't remember what was the last thing we did. Today we're doing page Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So I think we are up to Sif Hey. Okay, Sif Hey. So it says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hey. Kasva Gaonim. The Gaonim write. Hadei in Kiddush Al B'Makom Su'uda. That which we say that in Kiddush Al B'Makom Su'uda. Afilu Achol Davar Muat. Roshasa Kos Yayin Shechayev Alav Bracha. You don't have to have a full Su'uda of Lecha Mishnah and three kugels and meat and a chicken and everything. All you need to do to be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda is to eat a little bit or to drink a Kos Yayin that would be enough to be Mechayev yourself in a Bracha Achrona, which means a Kazayus of Mizonos or Revius of Yayin. So Yotze Yudei Kiddush b'makom suda. Through that, you're yotze kiddush b'makom suda. V'gomer suda b'makom acher, and then you could finish the suda somewhere else. You can go and have the rest of the suda with the lechem mishnah and the kugels and the chalent somewhere else. V'davka achal lechem oshasa yayin. Ravalachal peiros lo. But it only works if you ate bread or drank wine. If you just had some peiros, that does not work for kiddush b'makom suda. Therefore, says the Rama, ulefi zeh hayumutu lemoel l'san deklishtos mikoshal milu b'shabes b'shachris im shosim kashir avonagul litin latinok. That because based on this, if let's say you have a bris milah and shul on Shabbos, so the moel or the sandik can be yotze kiddush b'makom suda, meaning the bar pirag often they say at the bris is the kiddush. You're not allowed to drink anything before kiddush, so that is the kiddush. And they should be machbid to drink a revius, and that way they fulfill kiddush b'makom su'uda. Nowadays it's not the mole of the sandik, it's the mevarech, meaning they honor someone who's saying the bracha. So they tell the person who's saying the bracha, who's going to drink the wine, that you should drink a revius or more. But the Rama then adds, but the minhag is to give to a child rather than to have. It doesn't mean the baby. There's a minhag to do that too. Give a dip some gauze in the wine, but it means to a child. So that the bracha is not for naught if the Mavarich does not want to drink that wine. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chavalif Muat, Hainu al Kolpanim Shir Kazayis. When we say you could eat just a little bit, it means at least a Kazayis. Taisha Chayiv Alav Bracha at Travayu Kai. Because when we say that you Chayiv a Bracha, it means on both of those things, meaning both on the Yayin and on the food or on the food that you're eating. Bracha Hainu Kashir Revius. That would mean a Shir Revius of wine, Shechayiv Alav Bracha Achrona. Vesasma Mechaber Kan Kedas HaPoskin Del Bracha Achrona Tzok Shir Revius Dafka. The Mechaber is assuming, like the Shita, that you need to drink a revius in order to require a bracha achrona. For a primogadim mitzade, dafilu im nomer bialmu del bracha achrona ain't sorach revius, le'inyin shia nikra b'makom suda lo chashiv b'pachs mi revius yayin. And the primogadim assumes that even if you say that generally speaking you're allowed to say a bracha achrona on less than a revius, but as far as for it to be called kiddush makom suda, that it needs to be a revius. Meaning that even that yes, there is a machlokas when it comes to bracha achrona, whether you need to have a revius or not for bracha achrona, but there's no machlokas, says the Prima Gadim, when it comes to kiddush makom suda, that you definitely need at least a revius of yayin for kiddush makom suda. Sivkat l'chav gimel v'gomer su'udaso ein le'el simkuvayin chesiv beiz ba'aga dil'chadchila lo yakur mimkoma b'li birkas amazon. That l'chadchila you shouldn't move from one place to another without benching. Ach b'diavad k'sha'akar ein sarach l'varach birkas amazon mikodem le'achar gemar suda. But if you did move to a different place, you're allowed to continue the suda and have one big birch samazan at the end from that new location. B'makom acher, v'sham ein tzarich levarich od al kos kodem shiyasod. Meaning the point is, if you did kiddush makom suda, let's say I went and I live two houses down, right? So I go downstairs to the kiddush and I say kiddush and I have a piece of cake, so or a revius of yayin or something like that. Then I go home two doors down and I go and have my suda. I don't need to say another kiddush before I have that suda. Dakvar Yasidei Kiddush, because I was already Yotzei Kiddush when I had the Kiddush here with the piece of cake, because that's Kiddush Makom Suda. Look, even though the Mechaber only mentioned eating bread and drinking wine, if drinking wine is good enough, then for sure having cake is good enough. For sure having mizonos, having something from the chameshes minim is good enough. Because that's even more chashuv for suda Shabbos than yayin. Ayin is. The question is, what about rice? Rice is not one of the five grains, but it certainly is a kind of chashuv, and it fills you up, and it's satiating. So someone just emailed me the other day that Rabbi Shragi Kalis, who's a posek in Eretz Yisrael, holds that rice is good for Kiddush Makom Suda. It's one of his kulas. He has chumras too. But that's one of his kulas. Aval sheicher u'shar mashkin afilu ma'yu chamar medina. That sheicher u'shar mashkin, if you have beer or other beverages, that even if they're chamar medina, ein yotzibam makom suda, you can't use that for kiddush makom suda. Also leiv kamo yayin, it doesn't have the same impact on a person the way wine does. There's actually a question in poskim whether grape juice would work. So Rav Yashiv is quoted here in the dirshu that it's mistaver that you're not yotzei with grape juice, because grape juice doesn't have, it's not so'id kimo yayin, for whatever that means. It doesn't have the same impact that that wine has. Other poskim are not so convinced. They hold that grape juice has exactly the same din as yayin, but just to realize, you're adding a layer of suffix, meaning it's already a suffix, whether you can be out, say, with just a revius of yayin. But when you have just a revius of grape juice, you're adding another layer of suffix, because maybe that's not even yayin. V'ayin b'chidush yagon rabbi kiv eger, but tzasav v'shab v'shal chichu, the Rabbi Kiveger and the Tosef Shabbos say that, you know, there are a lot of Rishonim that hold Yayin does not do it for Kiddush Makom Suda. So one should not rely on Yayin for Kiddush Makom Suda unless it's a Makom Adchak, unless it's a Shas Adchak. And that's only for the morning Kiddush. For the nighttime Kiddush, the Shaar Tzion writes in Simchon Chavtas, you shouldn't rely on the Mekilim at all. And you should make sure that you have a proper suit. Sivkaton chavav, peros lo. For sure you can't use peros. The chameshes minim nikram mazon, because the chameshes minim are called mazon, v'yayin soid alev, and wine also has that impact that it soid the person's heart. Aval shar dvarim, but when it comes to other things, afilu achol me'am harbe enu chashos to the cloud. You could eat all the peros in the world. You could eat all the, from the fruit platter, all the cantaloupe and honeydew in the world. It's not going to do it. It's not going to count. There's Kiddush Makom Suda, all the candy, all the jelly beans. Valkein mashenogim leilich lebeis chasen omila, vein shom kisad nenachar kiddush, rak mine megadim. So sometimes you have an afruf, or you have a bris mila, and they don't have anything other than some sweets. Ein lo litum shom klal. You shouldn't eat anything. V'lo sagi b'mashem mekadesh shos kalakos afshu machzik revius. The fact that the guy who said kiddush drank the whole kos, even though it's a revius, doesn't work for you. Tzemani rak l'shos atzmo avlo lacherim. The fact that someone said that the mekadesh is drinking revius works for his kiddush makom suda. It doesn't work for your kiddush makom suda. You could be yotzei kiddush by listening to someone else make kiddush, but then you need to have suda. You need to eat something. Shilta Gibarim though says that even peros are sufficient. To call the Shabbos necheves keva. Anytime you're eating on Shabbos, that automatically is considered keva. Achdas ator v'shulchan aruch ikr. But the shulchan aruch is what we really paskin like, that you need to have mezonos or at least yayin. Achim cholish libuktsas veinlo atamich chamesh zaminim lisodacharakos. Let's say a person is shvach and they don't have chamesh zaminim available to them to eat, but they really need to eat something. They need to put some food in their system. Das is achronim diyeshus machashot kibar meshachris av belayla bevadayin this machlav the shari poskim lo siri lu kavasei. Maybe in such a circumstance, at least for Shabbos day kiddush, you can rely on the shilta giborim. So you're at a kiddush and there's no mazonos and there's no chamesh shmini dag and there's no for whatever reason the yayin is not going to do it for you, and you need some food, so you can rely on the shilta giborim b'shasad chak kashir dahainu sheish shir revius. You need to drink a shir revius if you're relying on wine. And yesh omrim that it doesn't work even if you do drink a revius. And what you instead need is an extra revius, meaning you have to have the koshel kiddush plus another revius of yayin, and only then are you yotzei kiddush makom suda. So there are three shitos whether wine works for kiddush makom suda: either no, or yes if you have a revius, or yes if you have two revius, one for the kiddush and one for the suuda. Siv Vav says the Shulchan Aruch. V'im kiddush bebeisov. If a person says kiddush in his own home, v'shamash shcheino v'shulchano aruch lefanav, and his neighbor hears the kiddush, from across the hall. You live in an apartment building, or you have a backyard neighbor, or whatever, and you leave the windows open, and they hear your kiddush, and they're sitting by their table, yotzei bo. They could be yotzei with your kiddush. You're saying in your house that they're hearing from their house. D'shaper avim makom suda, because they're hearing the kiddush where they are, and they're going to eat right where they're hearing the kiddush. So shemeya ka'onez says goes, it transfers to wherever you're hearing it. It's as if you're saying it in that place. But that's only if you're having kavana. So this happened during COVID. We had shailas like this. The old lady lives across the hall, and there's no one that's willing to come into the apartment to say kiddush for her. She kept her door open, and the young family across the hall kept their door open, and they said kiddush loudly, and she was yotzei kiddush in that way. So you can do that. That works. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavches. It happens to be the Bir Halacha is not sure why it works, because there's a whole discussion by Havdalah about whether you say Havdalah sitting or standing, and the whole reason why one would want to say it sitting is that it does require a certain sense of kvios whenever you're being motzi somebody in something else. And kvios implies that they're being koveya together. But someone's in their house and I'm in my house. Where's the kvios, the Bir Halacha wonders? So it's a little bit of a tzarchian, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. The Bir Halacha has another issue about whether what does it mean you have to have kavana? Does it mean you have to have kavana for the bracha, or do you have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush? So that's a question of mitzvah srichas kavana, right? How do we paskin when it comes to mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah sein srichas kavana? So we paskin that for mitzvah daraisa srichas kavana, mitzvah drabanan ain't srichas kavana. So Bir Halacha points out, okay, so what's kiddush? So on Shabbos day, it's for sure drabanan. Friday night, well, if you were yotzei in tefillah, the daraisa, then it's only drabanan. But maybe I have kavana not to be yotzi in tefillah, so that I can be yotzi now, which then makes this a daraisa. So that's what the Bir Halacha discusses over here as well. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavches. Vim kidei shvua din dafilu chachil yachol kadosh beis kedush yishu b'shecheno hador b'vayis acher. This is not a bidyavet. You could set this up lechachila that you open your apartment door, she opens her apartment door, and you'll say the kiddush loudly. Vim shecheno in yodeh ba'atzmo lekadosh. And if the neighbor doesn't know how to say kiddush maniyah kedush lafilu eino achol ba'atzmo, then even if you're not eating right now, you can say kiddush for the across the hall neighbor or the backyard neighbor, even though you're not eating, but they're eating, and they could be yotzei kiddush. Ugedel b'siftel, just like we discussed yesterday. Vayim hashksav nisham b'sivkan chav. Old kasim magen avram duadin kishem mekadosh al pashi yachal levarich lemamotzi. And if you're saying kiddush on pas, you can also say a bracha hamotzi on their behalf. And they're sitting there with shulchan aruch, with their table set near dafka. It doesn't mean their table has to be set. Eluadin kishrotz alaruch. If they're going to set the table to eat right away, that also works. The point is that they're having a seuda right after they hear the kiddush. It doesn't have to be that the table's already set. As long as they had das to eat with the kiddush. Sivkat lamir gonshin eskavin, but you have to have kavanah to be motzi them. So lav dafka binyan zeh du adin bekol shemekadosh acherim dina hachi. You know, this idea that it only works if you have kavanah, that's not only about neighbors. That's about any time you say kiddush for anybody. The person could be sitting right next to you. It could be the person you say kiddush for every single week. It could be your wife. And if she's not having kavanah to be yotzei, she's not yotzei kiddush. I came across a tshuva in one of the chassidish poskim. That guy says, I see my wife is always spacing out during Kiddush. What should I do? So the Chassidish Paisik said, you should tell her that the minhag in your family is that the women say Kiddush along with the Mekadesh every week. So she should follow along and say the Kiddush herself. Okay, so she's not holding a kos, but at least that way she'll be Yotzei Kiddush. But this idea of having Kavana, Latze, it's the Mashmiya, the Shomea, that's regardless of who you're saying Kiddush for. It's not about this halacha of saying Kiddush for someone in a different home. When the Shliach Tzibur says Kiddush at the end of davening, that's not going to work for anybody unless the Shliach Tzibur is having kavana to be motzi them. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that in order to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, you don't need to eat the full Shabbos meal with the Lech Mishnah and the Kugel and the Cholent. You just need a proper shear of wine or mizonos. If you're desperate, then some rely in the Shulta Giborim against the Shulchan Aruch to even have just Mine Magad. That's only in desperation, and it's against Shulchan Aruch. Then we said that there are three opinions whether wine works for Kiddush Makom Suda: either no, or yes if you have a Revius, or yes if you have an extra Revius, and therefore it's best not to rely on wine. And as we've noted, grape juice adds a layer of Suffolk. Then we said that at a Bris, you should the Mevarich should drink a Revius, but the Ramah writes that the Minig is just to give it to a child instead. And then we said that in in Sefav, that if your neighbor can hear your Kiddush and you have Kavanah to be Motzi him, he is Yotze. And the Bir Alecha just makes two critical points about that. First, that he's not sure why it works when you're not Koveya yourself together. And second, depending whether this Kiddush is viewed as a Daraisa or a Drabanan, you may only need Kavanah for the Bracha and not necessarily for the Mitzvah. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Zayin and we'll conclude Simin Reish Ayin Gimel and begin Simin Reish Ayin Dalet. Probably not the same time tomorrow night because I'm speaking in Tinek at 9 o'clock, so we'll probably have to finagle something. Rabbi,